Today's tip is from a listener email. Brett asks, I'm in the market to replace our old desktop PC. Would you recommend an all-in-one versus a standard tower and monitor? I've seen these all-in-one computers in stores lately. They build the computing processor and all the electronics into the frame surrounding the monitor, much like the iMac once did, but more like a flat panel monitor. I suppose their main advantage is that they don't take up much real estate on your desk, but beyond that, I'm pretty hard-pressed to view their advantage. I see the all-in-one a lot like the old combination TV-VCRs. In trying to be a couple of things at once, they're likely to end up not really satisfying any of them all that well. If you're in the market for a new computer, I'd ask two basic questions. One, are you looking for something to run high-powered graphics like a lot of online role-playing games? And two, are you looking for something that you can hot rod and modify on your own? If you answered no to both of those questions, then really, I'm hard-pressed to find a reason you shouldn't just go for a laptop. Competition among the laptop makers is so fierce that there are aisles full of decent new notebooks in many stores available for $500 or less. They're energy efficient, space-saving, and portable, so unless there's a reason you want a really huge screen or a computer that's going to occupy a ton of real estate on a desk, it probably makes sense for most people to just get a laptop. I generally advise tacking on the manufacturer's extended warranty for a couple of years and then expecting to replace it altogether in 3 to 5 years as today's technology slips well out of date and is replaced by newer and better things, but at the same price. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys on News Radio 1040 WHO or visit us online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.